Felicity and Dan are waiting for me in my room. Felicity has taken over my bed and helped herself to Pride and Prejudice. Seeing me, she tosses the book aside like one of her suitors. "Have a care with that, if you please." I rescue the poor book, soothing its ruffled pages, and put it back to bed on the shelf. "What the devil happened?" Felicity asks. "I had a very strong vision," I say. I tell them what Wilhelmina Wyatt showed me, the scene in the schoolroom. I believe she's trying to tell me that the Tree of All Souls does exist. I think she needs us to find it. The time has come for us to go into the Winterlands. Felicity sits forward. Some fire has been lit within her.
When?
As soon as possible, I answer. Tonight. The woods are patrolled by one of Mr. Miller's men. We see him with his pistol, walking back and forth. He's as jumpy as a cat.
How will we get to the door without being seen? Anne asks.
I concentrate, and suddenly there's a haunt of a woman in the woods. The man quakes at the ghostly sight of her.
Who's there?
Shaking, he directs the pistol at her. She ducks behind a tree and comes out farther on.
You'll answer to my foreman, the man says.
He follows at a careful distance as she leads him toward the graveyard, where she will disappear, leaving him scratching his head at the mystery of it all. But we'll be inside the realms by then.
Come on,
I say, dashing for the secret door.
Felicity lifts her skirts, grinning. Oh, I do like this.
The tall stone slabs with their watchful women greet us on the other side, but they can't give me the answer I seek. Only one person can, much as I'm loath to admit it.
You go on to the castle. I'll join you shortly, I say.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
Anne asks.
I shall ask Asha if she has protections to offer us, I explain, feeling awful for the lie.
We'll accompany you, Felicity says.
No, that is, you should prepare Pippa and the other girls. Gather everyone.
Felicity nods.
Right, hurry back.
I shall, I say,
and that at least is true.
I run through the dusty corridors of the temple and head straight for the Well of Eternity.
Circe is waiting, floating below the surface, a pale thing raised from the deep and forced into the light.
Has the time of my demise come so soon?
She asks, in a voice stronger than before. I can barely control my anger.
Why didn't you tell me that you knew Wilhelmina Wyatt?
You didn't ask.
You could have told me.
As I said, everything has its price.
She lets her breath out in a sigh.
For all I know, you were the one who killed her, I say, inching closer to the well.
Is that why you've come back? To question me about an old school chum?
No, I say. I hate myself for coming, but she's been to the Winterlands before. My mother's diary chronicles it. She's the only one I can ask. I need for you to tell me about the Winterlands.
A note of wariness creeps into her voice.
Why?
We're going in, I say. I want to see it for myself.
She's quiet for a long time.
You're not ready for the Winterlands.
I am, I declare.
Have you searched your dark corners yet?
I run my fingers along the polished stones of the well.
I don't know what you mean.
That is how you can be snared.
I'm tired of your riddles, I snap. Either you will tell me about the Winterlands, or you won't.
Very well, she says after a moment. Approach.
Once again I put my hand to the well, where I can feel the power still lingering in the stones, and then I place it on her heart. Somehow it's easier to do this time. My need to know about the Winterlands and my desire to find out about the Tree of All Souls are stronger than my apprehension. For a few seconds she glows with the power. A hint of a smile touches her pinkening lips. With this second gift she's become even lovelier and more vibrant, more like the teacher I loved, Miss Moore. Seeing that face startles me. I wipe my wet hand on my nightgown as if I could rid it of all traces of her.
Now, I've given you the magic you asked for. The Winterlands, please.
Circe's voice whispers in the cave.
At the gate you will be asked questions. You must answer them truthfully, or you'll not enter.
What sort of questions? Are they difficult?
For some,
she answers.
Once inside, follow the river. Make no bargains, no promises. You cannot always trust what you see and hear, for it is a land of both enchantment and deceit, and you will need to discern which is which.
Is there anything else? I ask, for it's not much to go on.
Yes, she says. Don't go. You're not prepared for it.
I'll not make the mistakes you did, that's for certain, I snap. Tell me one thing more. Does the Tree of All Souls exist?